Petersburg Little League has plans to convert the covered skate park at the ball fields to an enclosed hitting and pitching area. Matt Briner, vice president of the organization, said the program had somewhere between 90 and 200 kids participating each year.
It would be nice to have another facility where they can utilize hitting cages and pitching in an enclosed area. Right now, as the skate park sits, being up there quite a bit, that facility, as far as I see, doesn't get utilized that often. It'd be nice to get an opportunity to let a bigger user group utilize that area.
Briner thought the change could happen this year with netting and cables installed, along with artificial turf donated to Petersburg from Juneau's old football field. Borough Assembly Member Jay Stanton Greger initially wanted to hear more input on the change.
I know, quote unquote, public skating's been on the assembly discussion in the past. I think Mr. Briner is correct that it's an underused facility. And the flip side is, I think it's there's also a certain population that uses it a lot.
Skateboarding has been an on-again, off-again topic before city councils in the past decade, as the municipality has considered prohibiting skateboarding in the downtown area, but relaxed that stance in the face of opposition from skateboarders and their parents. The discussion led to the construction of the current skate park at the ball fields in 2007 using federal grant money and the steel roof from the old Tent City campsite. Parks and Recreation Director Donnie Hayes recommended the change for Little League and had concerns with the state of the current skate park.
The expectation that I have is that we do move forward with this agreement with Little League. We turn that facility over to Little League, let it get a lot of use out of the Little League program. And then we search diligently, and I mean diligently, to be able to provide a good quality skate park for our community. And I just do not believe that the skate park that we have right now fits that mold.
Assemblymember John Haverlick agreed that the current park was not safe.
The skate park in its present design is a hazard and it's a liability, and it's one I don't think we should participate in anymore.
Mayor Mark Jensen asked Hayes about plans to have the Little League operate the entire complex of four baseball fields.
Yes, so that is the discussion that we're having right now with Little League. That'll take us a while to really be able to get that into place, because there's still some issues that we're going to need to work out between the two groups. And it's still, we need to make sure that it's beneficial for Little League and also for the borough. But it's definitely something that Parks and Recreation is moving forward with.
Hayes said turning over management of the fields could mean consideration of a lease agreement with Little League in the future. He said he's been directed to cut his budget, and that move could help Parks and Rec reduce spending. The assembly was unanimous in approving the resolution that transfers management of the covered skate park over to Little League. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.